News release: Paso Por Paso. Paso Por Paso is now in its 15th year as a registered charity. The organization's mandate has been to provide programs in support of indigenous families in the Lake Atitlan area in Guatemala. Over the years, Paso Por Paso has sponsored students up to grade 12, provided scholarships for post-secondary students, funded microcredit loans for women, supported nutrition programs, contributed to school improvements and emergency funds in time of need. Due to the pandemic, Paso Por Paso members were unable to travel to Guatemala this year to visit the students and service provider, Mayan families, but they were kept updated that the program still ran and projects were completed. It has been a difficult time for indigenous people in Guatemala with COVID restrictions and a severe drought resulting in a loss of economic opportunities, declining food supplies and growing malnutrition among children. Healthcare in Guatemala is poor, but especially so for the rural indigenous communities. The country has only a 17.1% vaccination rate, October 12, 2021, and the population is still at great risk. Families are eager to start on the road to recovery, and Paso Por Paso will be there to assist them. The annual general meeting is scheduled for November 21 at noon at St. Paul's Center in Orillia. It will be an in-person meeting following COVID protocol, but will allow for those members who live further away or are uncomfortable with attending to join by Zoom. If you want to connect via Zoom, contact doris.middleton@bell.net before November 20. It will also be an opportunity to meet the two new board members, Alan and Melanie Tuck. They have been student sponsors for many years and have traveled to Guatemala and spent time in the Lake Atitlan area. We are looking forward to working with this locally based charity, as we have seen firsthand the good that has been done and hope we can be of assistance to the indigenous people of the Atitlan area, said the Tucks. There are currently a couple of vacancies on Paso Por Paso's volunteer board. If this is something that appeals to you, please let Paso Por Paso know. There is a definite interest in individuals who are conversant in social media and publicity skills. If this is you, please contact Paso Por Paso at doris.middleton@bell.net. Paso Por Paso intends to run some new fundraisers in the 2022. As details become available on these upcoming events, information will be posted on the website pasoporpaso.ca and Facebook page, Paso Por Paso Orillia.